Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen King's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president, CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com. Is that right, Steve?
That's right.
And you can find all of your books there, the CEO's Guide to Cash Flow, Increasing Profits, Keeping Score, all those are right there, right?
Yeah, you can learn about our outsourced bookkeeping, management, accounting, and controller services at our QuickBooks Systems Consulting there, too.
All right, so check all that out there, folks. We're talking about human capital. We've spent a lot of time over the years talking about financial management. Now what we're talking about, not just managing human capital, but aligning it, overlaying it, integrating it with your financial management. They're not one here and one there. They're not A and B. They're one A and B, aren't they? They're subsets of each other, and they have to work together, especially today. We were just talking about this in the last segment, but this segment I want you to talk to us about how to identify the elements of human capital that we can hire for, manage for, and measure.
Well, it starts with recruiting for behaviors. What are the behaviors that would be successful in your company? You know, at Growth Force, we're looking for people who have SNAP, who are problem solvers, right? When you're doing somebody's accounting, you want to make sure that you are proactive. We're out looking for the data and studying it. And our core values are in the acronym of SMART. We have SNAP. We have meaning. We recruit for behaviors for people who love doing accounting and QuickBooks for small businesses. They're accountable. They do what they say. They say what they'll do. They're resourceful. They'll figure it out.
So you said recruiting, but what you described was recruiting standards.
Recruiting for behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Recruiting for cultural fit. Finding somebody that as soon as they come in the door, they're going to likely be a long-term fit because they belong, because we all need to belong to something bigger than ourselves.
Do you do personality profiles, those kinds of things?
Yeah, we do. We don't do personality profiles. We do situational behavioral interviews to help you. Tell me a situation where you, and then we talk about the behaviors we want.
Right. Because there are tests out there that will tell people this person will never be good in accounting, or this person will never be good in sales, and they're pretty accurate. What do you think?
I've had mixed results. We've used Profiles XT in the past, and I have found that to be really good. But you know, we've also hired somebody who the profile said it was great, and it turned out not to be. But what I find is the behavioral interviews changed everything.
Wow!
Going in and trying to understand, if you want teamwork, that's the T for us, then you got to find out, what do they do for fun? Do they like to play chess by themselves, or are they part of a volleyball group?
And what are you looking for? You're looking for people who are team players?
Yeah, smart. They've snapped. They have meaning in their life. They love accounting. They're accountable. They're resourceful. And the T as in our SMART is teamwork.
And they have to be able to solve problems, right? I mean, you're looking for somebody who sees something that challenges them, and they want to go after it. It makes them hungry.
That's the SNAP. That's the S in SMART. They have mm-hmm. to be a problem solver.
Yeah.
I think the key thing here is identifying what are the drivers of success, and then measuring that. You know, if you're a service business, you've got to look at profitability in each customer. And then rewarding and recognizing the employees who contribute the most to profit.
So, when you see, this is where we're putting the two together. You know, you're saying, okay, right. What are the company's goals? The company's goals are obviously to be more financially successful, because that is the ultimate measurement. If you can't make payroll and put profit on the bottom line, you're not going to sustain yourself and keep supporting your company. But then how do the then? But you got to align these standards, these human capital standards, with that profitability. You have to hire people who will help you make a profit, don't you?
Yeah, and then you have to monitor it, right? Our management accounting reports will show you a scorecard that show the drivers of success. You know, profitability by team, profitability by customer, profitability by whatever's important to you. You know, we have an onboarding team, and that means that everybody goes through our accounting system design. And so the one of the key drivers there is, can we get that done in 60 days, get them into their recurring services?
Right.
So you measure that, and then you reward the people who contribute the most to your drivers.
And you create scorecards for all this, right?
Yeah, and we've got a great KPI template on our website. It's www.growthforce.com. And you go to the resources tab, and there's a free Excel template that we've created. We hired a visual basic programmer to make it really easy and easy for a non-financial manager to use and create custom scorecards, financial and non-financial, which help you have that data, that actionable financial.
And that's a scorecard. That's a scorecard for every employee.
For whatever is important in the company. It could be marketing, sales, operations, finance. It's a balanced scorecard.
Well, for folks, check that out. Give us the website again. Tell us how to find it again.
It's growthforce.com, and you click on the resources tab.
Resources.
And we've got a lot of free stuff there.
Check it out there, folks. You'll be glad you did. Quick break. Right back with Stephen King. We're going to talk some more about how to integrate your financial management and your human capital management. Folks, these are not mutually exclusive. They're symbiotic. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.